Are you looking for a Christ-centered, cross-focused church? Check out the new Find a Church page at our website, issuesetc.org. Click Find a Church. Are you tired of worship that's more about self-help than the Savior, the Christian rather than the Christ, and the Christ in you instead of Christ for you? It's not about you, it's about Jesus for you. Find a church near you, issuesetc.org. Click Find a Church.
I do hereby recognize, I certify, and yes, I do proclaim that you are married and partners for life. You may now kiss.
When we learned that we had the opportunity to be the first, I wanted to jump right on it. This was something that me and Bill, I feel like we've been in line for 17 years.
Well, that's Justice of the Peace Greg Turlson and Bill Sullivan talking about the very first gay marriage performed at 12:01 this morning in Waterbury, Vermont. Now it's official. Gay marriage in yet another state. Greetings and welcome to Issues, Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for tuning us in. Is this a juggernaut? Unstoppable. State by state, some are going to be harder to crack, but some will fall quite easily. But sooner or later, in all 50 states, one way or the other, in the U.S., gay marriage as a fact, as a legal entity. It seems that way. Dr. Jennifer Roback Morse joins us here for the first few minutes of this hour of Issues, Etc. to talk about gay marriage in Vermont and elsewhere. Our call-in number for the next hour, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MY-IE. Our in-studio email address, talkback@issuesetc.org. And if you're following us at Twitter, you can send us questions or comments at IssuesETC, at IssuesETC. After our conversation about gay marriage in Vermont with Jennifer Roback Morse, we'll hear some of your comments from the Issues, Etc. comment line. We'll round off this Tuesday afternoon program with Dr. Andrew Steinman remembering the Old Testament saint Joshua, as the church does on this day. 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at IssuesETC.org or Twitter us at IssuesETC. Dr. Jennifer Roback Morse is founder of the Ruth Institute based in San Marcos, California. She taught economics for 15 years at Yale and George Mason Universities, and she's author of the book Smart Sex and Love in Economics. Hi, Jen.
Hi, Todd.
Is this the juggernaut, the unstoppable force that will sooner or later render gay marriage in all 50 states?
Well, you know, Todd, let's calm down. Vermont has less than a million people in the whole state, you know, and so it's a very small thing in the grand scheme of things. I think the interesting thing about what happened in New England is that the gay lobby specifically targeted the six states of New England with a program to try to turn all six states. Their goal was 6 by 12, and the reason they picked those states is that number one, they're small, and you can easily buy the whole state legislature for a small amount of money. And secondly, there are states by and large that do not have citizen approval or citizen referenda type mechanisms as we have in California. So those are places where it will be very hard for the citizens to do anything about it. But interestingly enough, in the state of Maine, where they do have what's called the citizens' veto, people have already gathered the signatures to try to retract same-sex marriage, to try to undo what the legislature did in the last go-round. So it's not over. By no means is it over. And no, it's certainly not an unstoppable juggernaut. I wish you quit saying that, Todd, because you're repeating the other side's talking points. You know, I mean, honestly, the only way that they're going to win is if we give up, you see. And as long as they keep saying, oh, it's over, you guys are on the wrong side of history, you might as well give up now because you're just going to look stupid in the end. As long as they keep talking like that, then people are going to say, oh, well, never mind, I better go do something else. And then people retreat from the field and then they win. That's the only way they can win. As long as people who understand that marriage has something uniquely to do with gender and that gender is important to marriage. As long as people understand that and keep voting that way and keep talking that way and keep teaching their children that way, this is not going to, same-sex marriage isn't going to happen in America. And so I absolutely do not agree with that. What happens up there in the frozen tundra of Vermont is totally not relevant. I mean, we beat it back in California. And therefore, it can be done anywhere. That's the way I look at it.
Well, I'm more than happy to be corrected by you, Jennifer, and I'm glad you do. Part of the reason I asked the question. So what we do end up with, though, say 10 years, 20 years from now, are what? Some states that have same-sex marriage and some that don't.
Well, you know what? That's an intrinsically unstable situation.
That's what I'm at. That's what that, I mean, it just seems unworkable.
That. Yeah, I will absolutely give you that. This is a national issue, whether anybody likes it or not. And, you know, a lot of people would like to just leave it to the states and keep the federal government out of it and so on and so forth. But the fact is, it's not a stable situation to have a few states recognize same-sex marriage and everybody else not, because they're going to be pursuing various legal challenges to try to make it uniform across the country. So it's really, and it's not like divorce law, where the rules that are in one state, can kind of stay in one state without affecting other states all that much. Governing a functioning, ongoing marriage is different from dissolving a marriage, and so states can have different rules about divorce and different rules even about adoption without causing too much trouble. But having different rules about marriage, that's going to be hard. So that's why it's all the more important that people in states where there is an active movement afoot to make sure that marriage retains its proper definition, that people be as active as they possibly can, and that's why people need to get involved in organizations like the Ruth Institute and like the National Organization for Marriage, which you can easily do by going online at ruthinstitute.org. We have a variety of programs that are designed to educate the public about the significance of man-woman marriage and why there really isn't a substitute for it. And same-sex marriage is not the only enemy of marriage out there, as you know. We've talked about that many times, but I believe that this is the challenge for the church in this particular generation. Christianity has faced many battles over its two millennia of existence, but in this generation, the issue is marriage. Are we going to have marriage as the union of a man and a woman, which is the natural institution of marriage, the institution of marriage created by God for our good and for the good of the whole human race? Or are we going to keep playing around with it and redefining it and recreating it in our own image? That's really the question for our time. And I think Christians need to be aware that as marriage becomes gradually weaker, the influence of Christianity will become greatly weakened throughout the society, and not just because gay rights activists are going to sue you the way they sued the fellow who does eHarmony and the way they sued the Knights of Columbus and all these other groups. It's not just that. It's that if we don't have marriage as a man and a woman as the central family image of society, how are people ever going to understand the imagery of Christ and His Church as the bride and the bridegroom? How are people going to understand the relationship between Israel and God in the Old Testament? If children grow up without fathers, how is our Father going to be an image of love and concern and compassion for them? All of the central metaphors of the Christian faith are family metaphors, So we simply cannot let go of the family in this generation. This is the work. This is what we're all called upon to do, Todd. So you've got the microphone there, and every time you let me on, I have to tell people, come on and sign up, join up with the Ruth Institute and the National Organization for Marriage and anybody who's working on it in your area, because this is where the battle for Christianity is going to be fought.
Okay, while you're swinging, knock this one down, if you would, as well, that the move, not nationally, but where it has been successful, this has been, the move for gay marriage, has been a grassroots thing.
Oh, come on. What are you, crazy? There is no grassroots movement for same-sex marriage. I mean, every single time, it's always the court. It's always the court doing this, and the little exceptions up there in New England where the legislatures finally did something, those were very cheap, easy to purchase legislatures. There was not a big grassroots movement of ordinary people rising up demanding this. There are a handful of very vocal activists, gay rights activists, that's true. But we proved here in California that when you get the ordinary people involved in things, what ordinary people want is man-woman marriage. Normal people don't have any cause to want marriage to become a gender-neutral institution. That's not something that the grassroots people are demanding. And in fact, if anything, polls are showing that support for same-sex marriage is dropping. Not only is it not advancing, it's in some places actually dropping. So, and I think that's partly because people are seeing how things are playing out, and they're seeing how the gay activists put on these temper tantrums, like that guy who asked the crazy question of Miss California, though. He just made a fool of himself. That kind of stuff is making the move for same-sex marriage much less appealing than it was when it was simply in the abstract and people were talking about it 5 years ago.
Okay, real quickly, with only about 30 seconds, I got to get your reaction to Ben & Jerry's ice cream of ice cream fame renaming a popular flavor, Chubby Hubby, Hubby Hubby, in order to show support for their state's new marriage law. About 30 seconds.
I didn't know they did that, but it doesn't surprise me. I keep thinking I should have my own ice cream store, you know, Jen and Harry's, you know, instead of Ben and Jerry's. Jen and Barry's right-wing crazy ice cream, you know. I just can't believe these guys are doing this kind of stuff.
Folks, you'll find a link to the Ruth Institute and $2 million for Marriage under the on-demand page of our website, issuesetc.org. Issuesetc.org. Click on demand. You'll find Dr. Jennifer Roback Morse there as well, founder of the Ruth Institute based in San Marcos, California. She taught economics for 15 years at Yale and George Mason universities, and she'd authored the books Smart Sex and Love and Economics. Jen, talk with you again next week.
Thanks, Todd.
When we come back, we're going to hear some of your comments from the Issues Etc. listener comment line. That comment line, by the way, open 24 hours, 365 days a year for your questions, comments, criticism, whatever you want to leave there, show suggestions. The number 618-223-8384, the comment line for Issues Etc., 618-223-8384, and we'll hear your comments on the other side of the break. Then we'll hear about Joshua, Old Testament saint, remembered on this day by the church. Dr. Andrew Steinman will be our guest.
Would you like to support the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. by making a regular, monthly, tax-deductible gift? We've made it easy for you to donate using automatic withdrawal. Simply fill out and mail the automatic billing authorization form under the donate page of our website, issuesetc.org. No more writing monthly checks or making monthly PayPal contributions. issuesetc.org. Click donate and fill out and mail the automatic withdrawal form. Thanks for your support.
Here's an easy way for you to publicize Issues Etc. at your church. Go to the promote page of our website, issuesetc.org, and you'll find a short paragraph to include in your weekly church bulletin. Help inform your fellow parishioners about Issues Etc. issuesetc.org. Click promote and copy and paste the text for your church secretary or pastor to include each week in the Sunday bulletin. We update this paragraph weekly. Go to the promote page of our website, issuesetc.org.
Where Christianity meets culture, you're listening to Issues Etc.
Issues Etc. is listener-supported. That means we rely on you for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Hi, this is Todd Wilkin. Please consider making a tax-deductible gift to Issues Etc. today. You can donate online, issuesetc.org, or by check. Make your check payable to Lutheran Public Radio and send it to LPR, Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Thanks for your support.
When you hear the words new music for your congregation, do you automatically think of mindless praise music? Well, think again. Liturgy Solutions has new compositions for all seasons of the church year that are firmly grounded in the Reformation truths of Christ for us in word and sacrament. Check us out on the web at www.liturgysolutions.com. At Liturgy Solutions, we don't do worship, we're deep into liturgy. www.liturgysolutions.com.